Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Language experts say that spoken English was almost the same in the American colonies and Britain. Americans began to change the sound of their speech after the War of Independence in 1776. They wanted to separate themselves from the British in language as well. Some American leaders proposed major changes in the language. Noah Webster was strongly influenced by them. He thought Americans should learn by reading American books. He published the first spelling book in 1783 and an American Dictionary of the English Language in 1828. The dictionary established rules for speaking and spelling the words used in American English. Webster believed that British English spelling rules were too complex, so he worked to establish an American version of the English language. For example, he spelled the word center, C-E-N-T-E-R, instead of the British spelling, C-E-N-T-R-E. Webster also said every part of a word should be spoken. That is why Americans say secretary instead of secretary, as the British do. Webster's rule for saying every part of a word made American English easier for immigrants to learn. For example, they learned to say waistcoat the way it is spelled instead of the British waistcoat. Sometimes Americans and British people do not understand each other because of different word meanings. For example, a jumper in Britain is a sweater, while it's a kind of dress in America. French fried potatoes in America are called chips in Britain. All these differences led British writer George Bernard Shaw to joke that Britain and America are two countries separated by the same language. Listen again. Language experts say that spoken English was almost the same in the American colonies and Britain. Americans began to change the sound of their speech after the War of Independence in 1776. They wanted to separate themselves from the British in language as well. Some American leaders proposed major changes in the language. Noah Webster was strongly influenced by them. He thought Americans should learn by reading American books. He published the first spelling book in 1783 and an American Dictionary of the English Language in 1828. The dictionary established rules for speaking and spelling the words used in American English. Webster believed that British English spelling rules were too complex, so he worked to establish an American version of the English language. For example, he spelled the word center, C-E-N-T-E-R, instead of the British spelling, C-E-N-T-R-E. Webster also said every part of a word should be spoken. That is why Americans say secretary instead of secretary, as the British do. Webster's rule for saying every part of a word made American English easier for immigrants to learn. For example, they learned to say waistcoat the way it is spelled instead of the British waistcoat. Sometimes Americans and British people do not understand each other because of different word meanings. For example, a jumper in Britain is a sweater, while it's a kind of dress in America. French fried potatoes in America are called chips in Britain. All these differences led British writer George Bernard Shaw to joke that Britain and America are two countries separated by the same language.